The basis for R2 was this computer, this art synthesizer. And you could do them in different pitches on the keyboard. You could make it mad. You know, you could vary the wave, the modulation of the waveform a bit.
Yeah.
But the trick to it was the human input. My microphone from my tape recorder in high school.
Cool.
And so I could combine my voice at the same time that we're doing, you know, and... And the idea being that you kind of get the human input, which is sort of a performance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get the electronic part of it, which is the machine. So you get a 50-50 blend. The idea was it was all expressiveness. You had to get the intonation right that let people know what R2 was thinking.